Tired of losing power? Feeling powerless? Call Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, Electric today for a free estimate on a whole home standby generator. Never be without power again. Fully installed systems starting at just $99 a month. Power your sump pump, your fridge, your freezer, your garage doors, your heating and cooling, so your home stays safe and comfortable. Four Seasons is the largest and most award-winning Generac dealer in Illinois.
For the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We are delighted to be here with the Washington Commanders, the NFL, and the president to talk about this very exciting announcement for Washington, D.C. We believe in investing in sports because they have helped us transform neighborhoods, and the NFL bringing this event to the nation's capital will help us fill hotel rooms, our restaurants, and Americans from all 50 states will come to their nation's capital and enjoy our beautiful city and museum. So we're just delighted to be here, and we want to thank everybody for all the hard work to get here.
Massive press conference in the Oval Office about a half hour ago. Welcome back to Grant and Danny on the Fan. The NFL draft is coming to the nation's capital. I'll be there with bells on. How about you guys? 800-636-1067. Now, Danny, you are on the record many times over on this show, historically, as not wanting to go anywhere where there's a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to do the stand shoulder to shoulder with folks in huge crowds. Times Square New Year's Eve thing.
That's right.
That's what the vibes are for these drafts, largely. I'm sure there you could do folding chairs or blankets or whatever. It's going to feel like the 4th of July on the National Mall, what have you. What is your level of interest in dragging the Rouillets out to the NFL draft to take part in a potential, you know, once in a generation event on the National Mall?
Because it's a one-time thing, it's one of those, I'll try to get everyone to go. I know it will be met with complaint, and I know it'll be met with more misery than it's worth at the end of the day, because the hype never meets the reality. But because it's not, this is the first time it's happened since 1940. I mean, it happened at the, I think the NFL draft was at the Willard Hotel when there were like seven teams, and I'm kind of exaggerating. But this doesn't happen. This is a new thing. It's historical. It's kind of a showcase. We need to take advantage of the city we live in, the opportunity that's presented. So yeah, I will try to get the family to go, knowing that I'll have resistance and complaints, and I'll end up furious.
So you're probably a medium interest.
Yeah, I'd say medium.
How would you vote
medium
on the poll?
Medium.
So go vote right now. It is our Metropolitan Moving and Storage poll of the day on our 106.7 The Fan Twitter account. What would your excitement level to attend the NFL draft when it comes to DC be? I'm part of the 40% that are saying high interest, 26% are medium. Now, I'm really surprised by this. 34% are saying low interest. Is that a, I'm not dealing with the traffic or the metro
yes.
into the city.
That's it.
Basically, anytime a million people are on the mall, I don't want to be there, which I generally am for.
Yeah, that's how I feel in general. I'm again, I agree with everyone, and I disagree with all the bad things, and I like the good things the same way you guys do. But whenever there's a big to-do, I'd like to be somewhere else. That's just sort of generally just in terms of my day-to-day. Like, I got to go to work. I got stuff to do. I got kids. I don't really have time for it. So that's normally the thing, but this one is something that I care a lot about. You know what I mean? In terms of the football, it's part of my gig. It's part of like what puts food on the table for us. So that one's significant.
I will never go to the 4th of July celebration in DC on the mall.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just telling you that right now. That's not changing. I will never go to an inauguration again, short of a friend or family member getting inaugurated. I don't see that happening.
But if your brother gets elected, yeah, you would go.
If Sean became the president, I'd make it out. But I'm not standing in the crowd with the masses. You know what I'm saying? I better have a pretty good seat up front for that one. I went to the inauguration in 2008. I did my thing. There's a lot of people. It's too much. The metro that day was a claustrophobic mess. I'm just never doing that again. Mm-hmm. I will be there. I will go to this event. Here's the list for me of things like this that I would attend. Championship parades, where there's a million people in the city, and the NFL draft. And if there's some type of major Super Bowl activation like that, although it would never be that many people on the mall at any given moment for a Super Bowl week, I would do that as well, probably. But that is my short list, I think. But I have extreme high interest in going to the draft. Let's get to the calls and start with Bryce in Manassas on Grant and Danny. What's up, buddy? How are you?
Oh, yo. Hey, Grant. Hey, Danny. Hey, Danny, just want to mention quickly, I've met you briefly before through Amir. Does Donnie, I don't know if you remember, you did some comedy show. So just want to mention that.
Oh, right on, man.
Yeah. But first and foremost, I just heard this 2027 that they are doing it here. I'm amazed, and I'm, as junkies would put it, butt-sized to see it. But I was already actually planning on going to it in Pittsburgh next year with my wife and kid, because I couldn't believe, you know, Pittsburgh is like 4 hours away. So
you were going to make the 4-hour drive. So do you guys still execute that plan, or do you just wait a year and do it on the mall?
I don't want to. We went to Pittsburgh last year with my daughter, who's like less than a year old. And, we love Pittsburgh. Like, people think it's like, they say armpit of America, but we loved it there. We
Dude, went Pittsburgh to the, is Incline. Pittsburgh is sneaky nice.
I got family in Pittsburgh. I love Pittsburgh, the Steel City, the bridges. It's actually beautiful on the Ohio River there. They got the nicest ballpark in America, as far as I'm concerned, PNC Park. It's a underrated town. It's blue collar. There's a little snarl to it, right? It's like a fourth line in hockey a little bit. It's workman. But I'm a Pittsburgh guy through and through. So, yeah, I would still go. Go enjoy yourself. It's only 4.5 hours.
Seriously.
Stay in a hotel. Do the tourist thing. But now you get to go to another one a year later. Thanks for the call, buddy. Let's go to Mike in D.C. Level of interest in attending the draft on the mall?
Very high. I'd say that with Mayor Bowser, Commissioner Rogers, and now Donald Trump's in on this thing, failure is not an option. I think they're going to give a shot in the neck to that RFK stadium and get those council guys out of the way. They're trying to get in on this thing. They're not in on this thing. And I'm just super pumped up.
So interesting. You think today's press conference makes you feel better about the stadium? I wanted to get into that, but why do you say that, Mike?
I mean, they got the powerhouse. They got Donald Trump in on this. They got this all coming through. I mean, he's the big boss, and this thing's rolling. So failure's not an option, and we're all going to be champions now. This is the shot in the neck that the whole D.C. needs.
Shot in the neck's tough. I like a botch cliche more than anyone. I think he's looking for shot
in the arm. Yeah, shot in the arm.
Is there such a there probably are shots in the neck.
Well, there's the dart in the neck is from old school.
You got a dart in your neck.
That's awesome. But I know what he's talking about. I mean, to me, I don't know why exactly. I'm with him.
Well, I'll tell you why. I think it got a better for trying to get a stadium in D.C. today. So my initial thought when I heard they were making the announcement today yesterday was I was surprised that they didn't tie the draft to D.C. to the stadium. Just as a carrot. Hey, we're going to give you the NFL draft. This has been a fait accompli for a little while here. Mm-hmm. Everybody knew that. But I thought maybe they could hold it over the city's head and say, you don't get the NFL draft without the stadium. Because now Charles Allen, Phil Mendelson, as they talk to whoever today, they go, we're getting the draft either way. We're going to make those tens of millions of dollars from the NFL. That's one of the big events we've been speculating that comes with a stadium, right? Not that you were going to wait until the stadium was built, but I just thought they were going to say, we will give you the NFL draft within the next 2 years if you pass the stadium deal. So I thought maybe it was a missed opportunity just from a leverage standpoint. But when I watch the relationship building that's happening, Harris goes to the White House today. Presumably there's a lunch he's going to have, the mayor's going to have. They're going to sit down with the president of the United States, and they're all going to be discussing football in D.C., the draft, this stadium. You heard the president was even talking about the beauty of the site and the aerial shot and where it's at. Somebody had been briefing him today. They're talking about that. Mm-hmm. I think this is a let's make sure he doesn't get in our way thing. Like, and I don't just mean him as much as the overall federal operation. Remember, it took one tweet from Elon Musk and the stadium thing almost went kaput, right? And I know from talking to some people with the team, they feel like they can get the city part of it done as long as there aren't, it's politics, it's whack-a-mole. Just something happens over here, next thing you know, it's a problem. So they want to, they're in the business right now of making friends with as many people as they can. And if they can go build a good relationship right now in terms of the city and bringing people back into the city and talking to the president or whatever it is, I think they feel like there could be a benefit, even if he doesn't help them, just don't hurt us. Just let us work this out. We don't need anybody to rear their head or have any issues. So I think it's all good in terms of there's nothing bad that's going to come from having a better relationship when you leave today than when you got there, when somebody has the power to make your life harder.
Yeah,
trying to get this stadium.
I smell what you're cooking. I thought of it from a totally opposite side, maybe, in so much as I refuse to believe it's coincidental. I understand that a lot of work has been happening behind the scenes on all the different fronts, and we only are now just kind of finding out about it, quote unquote, in terms of what's public. But within 7 calendar days of stadium proposal, we're locked and loaded, and now it's going before the council as soon as the budget gets submitted, and the NFL draft's being assigned to Washington, D.C., I feel like that just means we're further along than we realize. Like, this isn't just some random coincidence where a couple of doommakers going, you know what we should do? It's go to D.C. for it. It all feels contingent. It all feels like this is all related in some major way. Yeah.
The draft in the stadium.
Mm-hmm.
Very possible. I just know from what I've heard behind the scenes mm-hmm. for a long time, the draft a year and a half ago was pretty close to being a reality. And the question has kind of been, is it 27 or is it 28? And that had nothing to do with the stadium. Let's go to Brian in Oxon Hill. What's up, Brian?
How y'all doing, man?
Good, buddy.
Thanks for taking my call. First time caller.
Appreciate you making
welcome.
It, dude. Thank you.
My man, my man.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's right.
But yeah, let's do that. But I'm highly excited. I just had a chance to go to the draft in Green Bay. I went on a sponsored commander sponsored trip. It was super dope. They paid for room and board. It was all expenses paid. And nice. We did so many great things during the trip. So we stayed for round one. And when I tell you, I had a blast. Now, somebody earlier said that expectations typically don't meet reality, doesn't meet expectations. And I definitely feel that way most times. But when I went to Green Bay, I was like, wow, I just can't believe I'm having such a good time here.
Mm.
I feel that way every time I go to that venue. It is so historical. You know, there's a football romance to it. It's just amazing. I would have loved to have been at that draft because the whole city just oozes football. They you cut them open, they bleed green and gold. It's amazing. But I think it was the mayor. Somebody said in the press conference today, you know, people from 50 states are going to be coming. True.
Yeah.
Every fan base is accounted for. It's thousands of people. One of my favorite things to do at the All-Star game I go to every year in the summer for baseball or the NFL draft or any of these events is do like a little scavenger hunt where you cross off every time you see one of the 32 teams or 30 teams or whatever. And you're going to see 32 different jerseys from different organizations. Like, this is a football celebration nationally that you're getting to host in your city. It's amazing. It's going to be a big deal.